Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Today the last day of April, June. 30 days after April, June.
No,
today's the last day of April.
Yes, Knuckles.
Beautiful day out there today.
It is.
Look at this. 48 in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 51 in Oshkosh. Winds from the west-southwest at 9 to 11 miles an hour. Todd?
I'll get my phone. I just.
You said west southwest.
Yes.
John does read the temperatures, but he makes up the wind. He looks
based
out the window.
Based on the flag.
He looks out the window, looks at the flag by Schreiber, which is right across the street from us, and makes this this statement. Is he right? Oh man, he's pretty good.
West 10 miles an hour.
Thank you. Actually, I got to be honest with you. It's not these flags I look at.
Well, it's not the north.
Because these are kind of no, and that one's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's the one. Whatever. Is it on the courthouse? Maybe. It's the one when I walk down the sidewalk here, it's off in the distance in the horizon because that one's like a lot more wide open.
Right. And that's not blocked because it
exactly.
Doesn't throw it around.
So that's the one I'm always looking at.
Wow. Yes. That's pretty accurate.
Thank you. It's from my Mariner days. I used to sail. Built a sailboat one time.
You can't swim, Johnny.
Sailed
the
Great Lakes.
Water?
Huh?
You
I sailed
sail
Great Lakes.
Great
I did.
Lakes.
How do you know I didn't? Got on at Marquette. Okay. Started sailing Marquette. Went to Duluth. And then all the way across, I followed the Canadian shoreline and went down to the Sioux Locks, went through the locks.
Not in a sailboat. You did not.
Did too. I built it myself.
Okay, fact check. Yeah. All right.
So I got to tell you a funny story I have from yesterday. I'm going to show you something that's going to make you very proud of me. Because I've been working out.
And I've
given up some stuff.
You have.
All those kinds of things, right?
Proud of you. So far, so good.
Okay.
It's been a day.
Yeah. No, it's 5 days. Look at the green.
Oh, yeah. You're up there.
Holy mackerel. 10,000. Over 10,000 steps yesterday.
Wow.
All right.
My goal was 5. Want to know why I turned it to 10?
Because you got lost. Forgot to turn around.
No.
What?
So I'm going past the library, and here it is. Book sale. 29th Friends of the Program type thing.
Oh,
friends
yeah.
of the library.
That's a good deal.
I'm a friend of the library. Even though I didn't have my wallet with me. Or my library card or anything.
Uh-huh.
I went in and I said, because I was thinking is I'll do this. I'll grab some stuff I want, put it in a box and tell them I'll be back. I'm a friend of the thing.
Yeah, yeah. They know you there. Yeah.
So I go there. They said, well, there's a sign. Do not enter if you don't have the green wristband. Okay. So I don't. So I go up to the check. These ladies, very nice ladies. Say, hey, friend of the program.
I'm John Mino.
A little bit of that. Actually, I did use that.
Yeah, but you did.
Because I said I don't have a wallet.
Yeah.
I don't have identification. I don't have
and they're like, everybody knows who you
well,
are.
Yeah, but the one that goes, oh, how's retirement? Well, thanks for listening. But anyway, so, this, oh, okay, John, let's check. And I'm not on the list. She's going through all their thing. I said, I know I did this.
Paid to be a member. Yeah. A friend.
No, right. I'm sorry, you're not on there.
Oh.
So they're like, well, you can't. It's like, okay. So I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna go back, walk all the way back here to get my wallet, then walk all the way back and try. Okay, so I had my accountant, Julie, check these out. November 7th, there it was, to the friends of the thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So now I got the receipt, showed it to them. They're like, oh, that's okay then. Okay. So I still had to walk all the way back here to get my wallet.
Oh. Okay, so your steps were done because of your incompetence, your inability to plan.
No, it wasn't my fault, though. They didn't have me on the list, and I showed them the documentation from when I paid, when I signed up. So I was officially it wasn't on the list. So I walk all the way back here, I got my wallet. First person I see is the maintenance man, Jim, here, okay? He goes, hey, have you been to your car lately? I go, no, I said, I haven't used it all week. He goes, you got a flat tire.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Oh, you. So luckily, he said, I'll do it one time for you, but man, you got to get it checked. So he brings out his compressor, fills it up. Thank you. Okay.
Wow.
So do that. Walk back, all the way back to the library now. Okay. the lady's putting the wristband on. She goes, "Wow, are you ever sweaty?"
That's always nice to hear.
I know, right? Yeah. So I go down, and I see a sign that said military history in the used books. Oh, yeah. I go, what are the first two things I see? My two books.
Just what I was looking for.
I bought them.
What?
I bought them because they're basically out of print. Oh. And I think I only have one copy of each one as it is.
All right.
So it's like, and you go on, like eBay.com, they're like $150 or something because they're out of print. So I grabbed them both.
Do your kids have them?
I don't even know.
Well, no, they got to give your kids a book.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That was, all right. So that worked out. How much were they? They're like $2, right? Okay. $2. Yeah.
But I loaded up, man. I bought a, okay, let me ask you this. So I bought a Grisham book. I love John Grisham.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the only nonfiction book he wrote, which is amazing. It's about these two guys convicted of, actually two sets of two guys, all convicted for murder, sentenced to lethal injection. Okay.
Nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Well.
And all of them are innocent. Okay. It's a really great story. But here's the deal. So I read till 3 this morning. I've got this weird thing when I start reading a good book. Yeah. I can't put it down. Because I couldn't sleep. I said, I'm going to go to sleep. Can't toss to turn 45 minutes. I got to read again.
Well, Grisham can keep you pretty engaged.
Yes, exactly. But here's the thing. It's like, it's just so enthralling. And it's just like, wow, that's great. That's great. So then I got to the very middle. You know where they have pictures?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is so-and-so... when he was exonerated. And it's like it told the whole rest of the book.
Oh,
it spoiler, told all it finished, spoiled it right in the middle with the pictures.
Yeah, no.
It's like, what?
Yeah, right. That should have been at the end.
Exactly. Huh. It's like, oh, that blew it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my day yesterday.
Well, that's that's productive.
Okay.
You got reading
stuff. But I
got
the 10,000 steps in.
That's really good.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
But they've got, I got to tell you folks, I think today it's open for everybody. I mean, for the $20 to get in, that's all the friends thing is, but I bought a Stephen Ambrose book that I hadn't seen before, the Grisham book, about four other ones. You know, these are legit books that were like $30 when they came out at a Barnes and Noble or someplace, and they're in great. Mine were pretty, I think the reason they put two of mine there, they're pretty beat up. But
well, it's because people kept checking them out, reading them, bringing them back, checking it out.
Yeah, but I got a feeling what you get from a local printer is, no disrespect, but it's a little different than what...
the quality of the...
was it Penguin Press in New York? And so probably don't hold up as long. But for anybody that likes to read and you want a good deal, go. And you know, another thing I got was a audio book. David Marinus, They Walked Into Sunlight. I've got an audio book on that. And that's what I want to do with all my books is put them all into audio form. So I've never listened to an audio book before, so now I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah. No, that's very, very popular. I told you. My mom, all her books are on audio.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to try that. But I'm just encouraging people. They've got so many kids' books. They've got so much stuff for $2 a piece. That is a really great deal. The used books thing at the Brown County Library.
All right.
It's going on right now.
Downstairs? Is that where
they're downstairs. Yeah. But you got to, I think the friends of the thing is over, so you can just walk right in. I believe, I don't know for sure, but
That's awesome. I mean,
it's
that's great.
It's
and
fantastic.
They have so many books. And
so many books. And you know what they think? You know, the thing is, they keep replenishing them. You know, like something to wear out, and then you put more in. And I'll tell you what, that's one of my favorite things. I get so excited when I see that. Because when you go to a bookstore, and I know this for a fact, you know, books aren't cheap.
No.
You know, I mean, it takes a lot of money to put a book out.
Yeah.
And, to be able to buy them for $2 and 99% of them are in great shape.
Yeah.
90% of them are in great shape. It's great.
Get to pay tax?
I don't think so.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, $2. That's awesome. That's great.
So the bottom line, all these weird things that happen led to me having the greatest workout of the year.
Yeah.
To do 10,000 steps.
One, taking a step back and looking at your day would be proud of you because you not only got You had an intellectually good day, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just tell you it's mind and body.
Yeah.
And
flat tire's not a good thing, but
no,
still.
No, that's true.
Hope there's
that's
not true. A nail in it or right. something. That's always a...
Right. So we have our contest going. June 26th is the day we weigh in for the real money. You did a lot more walking, but I did work out yesterday again. I was sweating a lot. It was tough. And even people were teasing me when they were walking by, so...
They were teasing you?
Yeah, like...
At the gym?
Yep. just a couple friends
a
of mine.
Bullying there? I mean, that's
no,
like,
no,
you
no,
know,
no, 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 no. Just
I think
people
Planet Fitness
with.
Has that thing, that no judging zone.
Right, right.
It was just like, you know, working up a sweat and, you know, no pain, no gain, you know, that kind of stuff. Because it was pretty obvious that I was
in pain.
In pain. And sweating a lot. And I didn't do anything all weekend. I kind of took the weekend off, so I got to.
I'm kind of amazed because I know what you guys weighed in at. I know where you're kind of at now. You guys are both doing really well.
Really?
Really
okay.
Well.
All right.
I'm really kind of jealous.
So I'm 5 days with no alcoholic beverages.
That's, yeah, that's really good.
It I mean, no wine with a meal, nothing like that.
I don't own, I don't know.
What? Whenever I go out, that's all I drink is red wine.
Yeah, I know.
When
I know
you know.
You. But, we're going out tonight.
Yeah. But
let's see what you say tomorrow morning. Okay.
So I'm trying to get, you know, heading into summer because I'm going to be a big biker. I'm going to do all these big marathons and bike-a-thons and you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. That guy's coming on today, right? Don't we have somebody in from the
tomorrow?
Bike
tomorrow. Oh, today?
Yeah.
Today's the bike collective guy.
Man, do we have some fun guests today, folks? Let me tell you about our guests today. All right.
These both kind of work in your, all three of these work
the
in your.
The last one is yours.
The last one's mine, but these other
wheelhouse.
Three are totally yours.
Unbelievable. So at 7 o'clock, we've got Carrie Kramer coming in. Carrie is one of the co-owners of the Young Family Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan, about half an hour at the most north of Menominee, Marinette. No, not even Marinette, just Menominee. You got to stay in Menominee and keep going straight. Don't make that turn to the right. I think it's the greatest zoo in the United States of America. It's so hands-on. These people just love their animals like you can't believe. They're so kid-friendly. It's unbelievable. Carrie Kramer's coming in. Maybe should we bring in an animal? That would be great. Remember the time her and Bud, that also run the place, brought down those white tigers? And me and Nick did a thing for my radio show over at the zoo, and we had a cookout for people and had wild game, you know, running around and everything, like tigers running around. And your
no way.
Yeah. And your guy kept driving around the park. And we asked the cop who was there, a friend of ours. He says, oh, that's the city administrator or the city something. And city inspector, he kept driving around the park looking at us as they're out there with these white tigers.
Wow.
Who knew you needed a permit to bring a white tiger into a park?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No, you had white tigers here?
Yeah. Oh, they're beautiful. They're
oh,
cubs,
yeah, they are.
Little baby ones. I actually brought them over to Dom's school then over at Resurrection School in Alloway.
Wow.
For the kids.
Now, that's
they're
cool.
Most
white
beautiful
tigers
things.
Are awesome.
Oh, my God. They're unbelievable. So got that. We got Tom Feld. Paradise North Distillery, our spot business spotlight.
This guy is family business, artisan, vodka, brandy. He's right on Bay Beach Road. He's going to be great.
Mike Woodson, Craft and Mike Johnson, Green Bay Bicycle Collective. Johnny's getting a bike.
So you got the alcohol.
Johnny's getting a bike.
Yeah.
And Richard Marion from the Appleton McDowell Men's Choir.
They
chorus,
are
were
awesome.
Amazing.
They've been around for what? 90? They've been around forever.
If you stuck with us this far, folks, trust me, it's going to get a lot better. Stay with us. Realized love not all that it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on Tuesday, April 30th. It is a beautiful morning out there, folks. Today is Adopt a Shelter Animal Day. Oh, man. Jim, we got to talk a little politics for one quick second. Then we'll get back to more of those. You see what, like, the biggest controversy or whatever you want to call it going on in outside of the things going on in Washington in politics nationwide? That has hit such a hot button that's unbelievable.
What is
that governor from South Dakota who talked about shooting her dog?
You know what?
Yeah.
She should have, and then she doubled down on it.
I know.
She shouldn't have done that. She should have said, you know what? I should have been more sensitive. Or first of all, she shouldn't have bragged about the story.
No,
that I can make. Her thing
because
was,
it was a puppy. It was not, but it's 14 months, and I was reading about these people. I said, you can't train them for like 2 years.
Right. I mean, yeah.
And but besides that, somebody would have adopted that dog.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then,
but then to talk, she took it to a gravel pit and shot it.
Yeah, like, she's like it was.
She's pretty tough. She thinks she's.
Well, that's
tough.
What she's doing this for is to show us how tough she is. But you know,
I don't think shooting a dog determines toughness.
You can be sensitive and tough at the same time. I thought that was, and then for her to say, "Look, this is why I did." I thought she'd say, "Hey, look, you know what? Maybe I should have been," but I don't know. I think she's going to lose a lot more votes than she thinks because people. I just think people, they weigh some of that little stuff a lot heavier than you might think.
People, honest to God, let's be honest on something. People will okay lots of things. Oh, this guy's a drunk. Well, that's okay. Oh, this guy.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, he got help for it. He was, but he found Jesus.
Right.
He, you kill a dog.
That's what I think.
And I'll tell you what. Whoo!
And she's
there
on,
is no gray area.
And she's on Trump's ticket, you know, for potential vice president. And I'm telling you, I don't think
understands. I'm saying some hardline right wing people who are big backers are like, what?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like this one doesn't go down party lines. This one's like, this is so many people are like, oh my God.
I think this, it's just shooting the dog, but I think this could be not career ending, but I think this is going to hurt her.
It'll stick with her.
Yeah. And
she kind of reminds me of, there's a little bit of Sarah Palin
totally,
there for me.
Oh yeah. With the gun and Mama Bear and
Frontier
all that stuff.
Frontier woman
yeah,
type.
Right, right.
Yeah. But yeah. You don't shoot a pet.
I don't know. Again, I just think somebody would have adopted that dog.
Oh, yeah. No. I think it was called a short. Is it short hair? I can't.
I forgot what it was.
Wire hair? Wire brush hair? So, I don't know. Whatever. Which sounds like my hair in high school, pretty much. But they're like, you could have given that to a shelter. You could have had a professional trainer.
Well,
you could
have
whatever.
Well, that's what she should have
done. Yeah. Because you know what's funny almost? They're not funny. When she talks about it. She took it pheasant hunting
and it
with some other dogs.
Right?
And it wouldn't listen. And it tore into the chickens. At the farmer's place
right. And
killed a bunch of chickens. But here's a funny, not a funny story, but here's an honest to God true story. So my brother had this dog, Springer Spaniel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I had a Springer too.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Yeah. They were pretty rambunctious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very rambunctious. I mean, I had my two Beagles, which were just great dogs, you know, nice dogs and, you know, whatever. And this Springer Spaniel was just, you know, crazy. And he was deputy sheriff, and him and the sheriff and a couple other deputies were going pheasant hunting at one of these game farm mm-hmm. type things. Okay. His crazy dog tore into the chicken coop and killed a bunch of chickens.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So you're with the sheriff, the undersheriff, and two other deputies, and it tore into a bunch of chickens.
Okay, and they all had guns. What did they do?
Well, they didn't shoot him or anything that. No, but I mean, they sure had to pay for him.
Yeah.
But kind of embarrassing when the sheriff and his friends.
What I thought that lady was like, some people, some things, some projects take longer than you think. And she's like 14 months. She shoots them. I mean,
I know.
My dog's going to be 2 years old. We picked him up 2 years ago, Thursday. It was National Day of Prayer. That's why I remember that. But anyway, it takes time.
I know, of course.
And by God, that dog can't swim. Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
I would shoot Milton.
No.
Let's go to the gravel pit.
Come on, Milt.
Yeah,
you could use that to grab because you ever? Do you watch Yellowstone?
I don't.
Well, you know what I ordered? I got it coming in. I think it's in now. One of those Yellowstone vests to say Yellowstone Ranch, exactly like Kevin Costner wears on the show.
Really?
I've got the exact one coming in. I'm going to be so proud of that.
Can you wear that Saturday night if it gets here on time?
I might.
Okay.
No, I don't wear it then.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm so excited
vintage.
About this.
It's a vintage night at the awards.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm going to look. You know what I'm going to look exactly like in
oh,
that
Oh, man.
Thing? A lot of people have told me this. Rip. I'm going to look like Rip. You know Rip?
No.
Do you watch the show at all?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on Sundays, right?
I have no idea when it's on. It's on Peacock or Paramount. I think Paramount or Apple. I don't even know which one.
Oh. With Kevin Costner, I thought that was on like after 60 Minutes.
No. Well, I mean, it's not a normal station.
It's not? Okay, no. I get the wrong show.
Jim, that's what Rip looks like on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez,
John. I've had people tell me if I grew a beard, I would look a lot like
and
Rip.
And had plastic surgery and worked out and lost weight.
I am.
There's a lot of work to be done if you want to look like that guy.
He's the same size as me, exactly the same size.
Well, he's only a head shot.
227. No, he's 6'3", but still.
Okay, that's.
Same size.
Wow. Rip. Okay.
Ladies, do you think I'd look like Rip if I grew a beard and wore color and wore that new vest I'm getting? Ladies.
Don't even waste the pull.
Just give us
John.
A yes or
not.
That's
even
all
close. All right.
Ladies, who'd be hotter, me or Rip?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
And ladies,
it's okay.
Google Rip, and it won't take long to make that decision.
All right, fine. Wow.
So, what vest? You got that leather?
What's
well,
the one that Kevin Costner wears?
Do
you have a picture of Kevin Costner?
Oh,
yeah. I still like Kevin Costner. I think he's a great actor. Just. You know, he always pretty much plays Kevin Costner, but he's always good. He's always consistent.
Yeah.
He really and truly is. Today is, so Adopt a Shelter Animal Day.
Yes.
Bugs Bunny Day. Mr. Potato Head Day. We should call Murph. Bubble Tea Day.
Oh. Hang
on a second. He's not back till tomorrow. Kirsten Dunst, 42. Johnny Galecki. There. That's the exact vest I've got getting.
That's
Isn't
a cool
that cool?
Vest. Yeah.
I'm going to wear that every day.
You got to wear the hat, though, too.
What happened to our hat?
And I get a denim shirt like that.
Yeah.
That is going to be my look almost every single day from now on. The denim shirt and the Yellowstone vest.
That,
I don't want to wear a big hat like that, but I think it makes me look squatty.
Yeah, because you're
a hat does?
Yeah, a big cowboy hat. Yeah.
What happened to our hat?
And I'm actually long and lean.
It's in the office.
That's a good hat, Johnny.
It's a very nice hat.
So wear that. Would that look good?
I will.
The black, that'll match.
I will take a picture, and we'll take a picture comparing me and Kevin Costner and Rip. Put them all on. What do you think, Tom?
Okay. I'll get Amanda working on that. She can do that.
That will be okay.
Yeah. Johnny Galecki, who was then in what's the, you know, the real smart people, I can't think of the
Big
name.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was in Roseanne, but my favorite part.
Yes, go ahead.
Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Rusty, you want to help me prep these lights? Oh, man, I'd love to, Dad, but man, I still got some homework to do. Got to wash the car, feed the horses. Yep. And Isaiah Thomas, 63 years old. Not a huge fan of Isaiah Thomas. I didn't like him.
Why?
I used to cover him when I cover the Pistons. Something. I don't know what it is. Just something. Just something about him. Well, you know, he was big controversy. He was kept off the Olympic team by Michael Jordan. He's like, I'm not going to play with this guy. I'm just not. If Isaiah's there, I'm not. That was the big thing.
I thought the Olympics is where you set all that stuff aside.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Yeah, not at all. Isaiah also was one of those instrumental guys when the Bulls were going to knock off the Pistons, which pretty much ended the bad boys' reign. Yeah. He was one of the guys that led them off the floor before the game ended to not shake hands. Wow. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
But you get to that level, it's, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I mean, professionalism.
Right.
They won the championship. You shake hands.
Yeah,
exactly. So once again, we got a great show. I cannot wait for Carrie Kramer from DeYoung Family Zoo. She'll be here soon. Paradise North Distillery, living the dream of ours, Jim. Yep. Only a distillery.
Oh, man.
Small business spotlight.
Family-owned business.
If you're looking to buy a used bike, we got Mike Woosencraft and Mike Johnson coming in from Green Bay Bicycle Collective. You got to listen to this. And Appleton McDowell Men's Chorus. Yep. Pretty amazing.
Richard Marin.
Mind on the Mayor. Just getting started. Seems to be quiet
now. And live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful morning.
And is it ever?
Yes. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We've talked a lot about them, and there's a reason, because they are truly amazing. They see windows differently. They have the highest rated energy efficient products and a complete range of durable, functional, and high quality products that bring out the best of your home. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get zero interest up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th, which is today. Zero interest, 36 months, wow. No down payment, no interest, 18 months. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
Wisconsin homeowners have rated Pella number one as the window brand that stands behind their products. Take ownership of your living space. Make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And you got that down. And that, but Pella, we had that guy in yesterday, right, from Options Unlimited, that he has that model home that he uses for 17 counties. I was surprised that he's one of the
only.
I'll
tell you what, that's a great thing.
And we just talked about it's all Pella windows in there. Yeah. I mean, that is a quality home, and I don't know if you've been in there, but it is
in
really,
your house?
I have plenty of Pella windows in my house, but that guy does too. Oh. I just want to say that as a model home, I think he chose the right products, and when you go through there, you'll see.
Yeah, no, that's a great thing for disabled people and everything.
To have that
people
home
absolutely.
It's open so easy, and there's just a lot of great things.
It makes their life so much easier. It's incredible.
Yeah.
No, that's a great thing.
Do you wash the windows, Jim, or do you have somebody do that for you?
Okay. I got a deal. If the guy, no, this is a good deal, Johnny.
Listen, I can give you a deal. I got a bunch of stuff left over from the mayor's office.
No. It's this guy does it. $10 a window.
Okay.
Guaranteed, the price won't go up as long as he washes your windows twice a year.
Okay.
So it's like
200. Second story, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, I was reading a thing of all the things guys over 50 just shouldn't do. And one of them was get on a ladder and, like, clean out your gutters and wash windows and work with your TV antennas up there if you got one of those or whatever, or satellite dishes.
Yep.
That was ride motorcycles. It's like, if you've lived long enough now to get to this point, don't start these things now.
There are about five things.
That was pretty interesting. It really was.
You don't want to go on a ladder on the roof. You slip. Your balance isn't as good. I was doing lunges yesterday. I'm not there.
Did you see this scar?
No.
What's that from?
I got a knife fight in Detroit, and a guy slashed me.
That's not true. What really happened?
Just putting Christmas decorations
away.
Yeah,
okay, that makes more sense.
Everything you listed, my dad did nearly to the day he passed away.
Wow. Isn't that something?
My mom sent me a picture one day, and here's my dad up on the roof of the garage, blowing out the gutters with one of those leaf blowers.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like 89 years old or something like that.
Wow.
That's how Max McGee died. That's how a guy I worked with, he had been our general manager at one of the stations. That's how he died, going up on the roof to do things.
Yep.
No question. But this one, yeah, I was putting the Christmas decorations away up above the rafters.
Yeah.
And you know when you're on a step ladder and it says don't use top step for a step?
Yeah.
Well, there's
it's
also
there for a reason.
Well, you can translate that, where in Yuper language it means, yeah, you can use this for a step. So I go up and I use that for a step, and the whole thing
why?
So I'm going over, so I grab a rafter in my garage, and I'm hanging on, and I lose the grip. And, you know, your garage door, you know, the runner, that the glide or whatever you want to call it. As I'm going down, that thing ripped me up all the way there.
Wow.
Any stitches?
No. So what I did is I grabbed duct tape.
Oh, my God. John,
true story.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding about this.
No way.
I swear to God, this is a true story. And I grabbed duct tape, and I wrapped it up really good for about 3 days, took it off. It was good. I'm not lying.
Yeah, it looks really good. When was that, Johnny?
Ooh, about 30 years ago.
Yeah, okay. It's
35. That scar's almost faded.
Almost. Wow.
It's quite a scar, though, isn't it?
Why didn't you go get it? Could get infected with duct
Jim,
tape.
Jim, real men don't go to the doctor.
Okay.
He's got his Stetson hat on and his vest.
That's true.
You think Rip would go to the doctor?
Nope.
Hell no.
Okay. He'd rub some dirt in that.
Wow.
That'd be
okay.
You know what bothers me a little bit? What? Looking at Todd.
What's that? He's...
He looks more like Rip than I do.
Yeah, he does. You know what? He does. That's the contest.
Who looks more like Rip, me or Todd?
You can lend him the vest. We'll take a picture of him. You wear a denim shirt, too.
Damn it.
Yes. Okay. Right. I think you're right.
All right.
That's going to be a good contest, and I would bet on Todd.
But yeah,
we'll see.
Todd,
we'll see what our listeners are. Anyway.
I just want to mention this. I saw on one of our Facebook type things that Debbie Jakes, that we both know, I used to work with Debbie. She's very well known for running a Under the Lights.
Right.
Which is a really, really popular place to rent out a condo on on Lombardi and Oneida-ish.
Whatever. I think when the Supreme Court was here, we had the judge or two judges from the Supreme Court. Remember that? That's where they stayed.
Okay. Yeah. It's cool. I've been in there. I did a story on it one time for Channel 26.
That's cool space.
Yeah. I did kind of like a Cribs, MTV Cribs type thing.
Yep.
But, you know, that might be the bar. She's $5,000 a night during the
draft.
Yeah. During the draft. So with your house, how many bedrooms could you conceivably have? Four?
I have four bedrooms, but there's that room upstairs.
Yeah. The room upstairs. I mean, if you put cots in there, what?
I don't know, but yeah.
Are you serious?
See.
You could host 12 people?
Yeah, probably.
12 people, Jim. Think about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll run it for you and take a little cut of the action.
Well, now that guy coming over Thursday that we had an
I'll
guest.
Be the greeter, because you don't want to be dealing with those people.
No,
I'll be the
gone.
Greeter.
I'm
yes, I mean, I will handle everything.
I believe.
If there's
believe.
A problem, I'll take care of it.
Taking my dog, and we're going to go somewhere.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if I want people in my house. I have to think about it.
I can see it like Debbie's got a dedicated place.
Right. That's next
you don't
to,
have
hers,
to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So that would make it a lot easier if that's like I don't think I could allow people to stay in my house.
Well, what do you think about this?
I don't want somebody strange sleeping in my bed.
Yeah. Well, what about this? What about
That's why women never let me sleep over back in my college days. They didn't want somebody strange in their bed.
Is that all?
And I had really bad hair. Hey, somebody told me, it's like, Mino, you know, with that picture I put on from 1976?
Yeah.
They said, yeah, I don't blame you for not wanting to have that kind of hair again, but man, could you regrow that mustache? It is so cool. I had the world's worst mustache.
What I'm thinking of doing is staying there and just renting out four rooms.
But then you'd be staying with the people? That would be even worse, in my opinion. Yeah.
Make breakfast in the morning?
Oh, okay. You're a better man than I.
Then you're watching your stuff.
Ah, Todd.
If I could,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I still say you throw a little money at that garage.
Eight people.
I do place too. Up there and
honest to
rent
God,
that thing out.
You could remodel that gym. People would jump at it.
I could get eight people.
Somebody just said, would you let somebody sleep in your bed for $5,000? Oh, I've done that.
You've paid the $5,000, yeah. Johnny. He's asking if you would let somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that'd be yeah. a little rich. I don't know. I'm thinking about that because I think that then you're there.
You can rent
still
out
come to work.
Your. I'd like. Can I come and give you some tips on,
no.
on reclaiming your?
No.
You will bring in our guy that we had Chad the other day. The small.
Oh, that
Chad
guy was
Cornette.
Awesome. Remember that guy?
I said, hey, thanks for coming on. I loved it. He goes, man, I'd love to come on again sometime.
Yeah.
It's like we'd love to get him on.
The Cantilever Studios.
The Frank Lloyd Wright guy.
Yes.
Yeah. That he would.
He could take
cool.
a look at your upstairs of your garage and create something so. Cool. It would be incredible.
I would agree. I got skylights up there, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I'm
going to talk to him. I liked him. And he was like a one-man band.
Yeah.
He was like.
He can do it all.
Right. If I don't want to do it, I won't do it. If I want to do it, this is. Yeah. I like the way he.
You know what's cool about too? I've been reading his email. And I even told him this. I Facebooked him back last night or whatever. And I've been reading a lot of his stuff. You know who he would really like? Would be Big Wayne.
Yes.
Because he's, you know, Big Wayne is like, don't kill dandelions. Don't do whatever. And this guy's like, okay, you do know what happens if you don't rake your leaves, right? They turn into soil with nutrients.
No.
And I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
Why do you have to rake? Let them just, it's osmosis or whatever it's called. It's photosynthesis happens.
I don't think it's either one of those things.
It's not osmosis. I'll tell you that.
And it's not photosynthesis.
Yeah, it's something, sis.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, it's the circle of life, Johnny.
That's what I'm trying to get.
I know.
It's the circle of life.
Like,
okay, but it's nutritious for the soil.
No, I get it. I get it.
Okay.
I think you're right. And I think he's right.
Oh, my God. You know I've been talking about night crawlers and stuff, though?
Yeah, I saw one this morning.
Okay. Somebody sent me a thing. Mino, did you collect these when you were a kid? Have you heard about the flathead worm that's invading the country?
No, that's not the flathead
worm.
It's those bugs.
No, that's nothing. These are lethal.
They
grow up to 3 feet tall.
Ugh.
Yes, they're in Ontario right now.
Called snakes.
Which means they'll make their way across probably to the UP and then over here. But listen, they emit the same type of toxin that puffer fish emit, which can like paralyze you. Yes.
Okay, well, isn't this great to wake up and listen to you with
you
this great report on the future?
Yeah.
So it is a flathead worm?
Take a look. Todd's got one.
Oh, God, that's ugly.
Isn't that the grossest thing you've
that
ever
is.
Seen in your life? And they're poisonous. They're poisonous, and they're coming to.
Well, we got
to
stop that.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. So he said,
man the border,
and it doesn't matter. You can't like chop them up or anything to cut them up. They just grow. Every piece grows back into one of them.
Oh, that sounds like a movie.
It's not, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't
so you know,
know
the best way to kill them? They said, pour salt on them. That kills them.
Yeah. Kind of like. Snails and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. And even the guys when what's his name was here? My buddy Mike from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to squirt bug juice on the leeches and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. We have plenty of salt because we had such a mild winter.
Yeah.
So let somebody get creative, take that salt and make like a little wall.
Yeah.
But it only has to be like a 6 or 8 inch wall because those things are they're worms.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
And that could do it.
They're going to come across the international bridge from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. But the thing is, if they do go into the UP, here's a guarantee, guys will use them for bait.
That's...
Not even a question. Not even a question.
Wow.
Hell yeah. You know what we need to get on? We need an environmental scientist kind of guy to talk about this. Because there are two things that are close to like hurting our environment up here. The Asian carp is something that if they get into the Great Lakes, it will destroy the Great Lakes.
Well, they're going to get into the Great Lakes. They're coming in with all the ships that we bring in here. They're going to get here.
The Asian
carp, they get, no, I don't. I think,
how do you keep them out?
Right.
Because you get their spawn and stuff on a ship hull and it comes in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, if we get somebody in here from, what was that organization? We've had some people talk to us when I was back in City Hall. I think they should also, I want to hear a little bit more about those bugs that are like, coming up out of the ground.
Cicadas?
Yeah.
So Todd knows all about
them. So I
used to live around them.
Well, yeah, in the South. I actually work for some stations down there yet. And on the Facebook posts for these little cities down there on the lakes, they're like, I've been hearing this strange noise all day long. What is that?
They're like calling the cops.
And they're calling the cops down there because they don't know what it is. And it's because everybody knows what a cicada sounds like. We've heard them all, you know, every summer.
Do we get them here?
Sure. We do.
I didn't know that.
That's that squealing you hear in the summertime in the trees and stuff like that.
No, I think those are crickets.
No, those aren't crickets.
No, they are. The crickets are rubbing their legs together.
Yeah. No.
Crickets don't go into trees.
We do have cicadas, and they do that make that noise up here in the summer.
I did not know that.
But down there, it's so bad, they are calling the cops because people didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And that's because, like, two different species are mating it. They're coming out at the same time, and it's like they're not taking turns. This is, like, the first time, like, in a gazillion years that they all came out at the same time. That's why it's so loud.
I think basically the males are saying, how are you doing?
I think that's part of that buzzing.
That's what it
is. Yeah, I think that's what that buzz is.
Hey, how are you doing? You know, all right?
I didn't know that. Todd, they're up here?
Yes, we have cicadas up here.
Okay, I did not know that.
All right.
So we need some kind of a guy, an environmental
that
guy.
That knows what they're talking about,
we
not like
talk
us.
About cicadas.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to talk about cicadas. Okay. Flathead worms. We need to talk about
Asian carp.
Asian carp. Do we have anybody up there that can help us in those three topics?
I think we might have somebody. Flathead worms.
I bet Big Wayne can get us
Big
in
Wayne,
charge. He's actually in tomorrow with Julie Mazzolini. They're going to talk about mindful spring cleanup when it comes to May and stuff like that.
But if we call the forestry department, or if we call the
I don't know forestry. I think it's more environmental, yada yada.
Forestry is going to be all over this.
Even is there like an environmental professor at GB or St. Norbert or Lawrence or Oshkosh or something like that?
That'd probably be a GB thing, right?
Well, they're big, and they used to be real big into the environmental sciences.
That's
I don't know if they are as much anymore.
Kind of where they started, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay, we'll find somebody. I think our listeners will like that too. Just to get, because I think sometimes you and I talk, and we may go a little bit off script.
Hey, do you like shiitake mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you how we're going to grow a shiitake mushroom farm. And I saw this on a thing I was looking at last night.
And sell them at the NFL draft?
Or maybe. You can't believe you can
if
make.
If you say mushrooms,
they're
look at the
expensive.
Line.
Yeah. We're going to. I'll tell you how we're going to make
Let's
our
talk
own.
About it.
Okay. We're going to set a quick break. Carrie Kramer, the Young Family Zoo, hopefully with a friend, will be joining us. Stay with us. Big hit in the fall of 1972. Where were you in 72? That was my favorite. You ever have an era? I had one good year in my life where it was really good. 1972.
You were a senior?
Sophomore.
Oh, yeah, 76. Woogie. That's right. Yeah, 72. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good year for you, freshman?
Yeah. No, sophomore.
Oh, sophomore. I was a freshman.
I don't know. Bad hair, but still a good year.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah. I'll show you. I'll try to find your picture of my sophomore year. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, it's that's okay. You don't look.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I can show it to you.
I'm fine. Tell me about the shiitake mushrooms.
Oh, so this
shiitake.
Shiitake. Oh, shiitake. That was the bananas. Sorry.
So mushrooms.
That's how close I listen.
Mushrooms are not. Okay. Can I go?
No. Yes. Sorry.
So mushrooms are not easy to grow. You know,
John, they grow wild. They're everywhere.
But, okay, try growing. They're all poisonous. Or a lot of those are poisonous. Try growing a morel. One of the greatest tasting things in the world, in my opinion, is a morel. You ever eat a fresh morel?
Yeah, I like
fried and butter. Morels.
With garlic. Yeah, I
fried and butter. They're phenomenal.
But
they're so hard to find, it's mind-boggling.
There's how about Costco?
They don't sell morels.
They have a lot of mushrooms there.
They don't sell morels. Morels are only found in the wild, and they only last for about a week in their lifespan, and they are really hard to find.
Yeah, okay.
But here's the thing I saw last night. Okay?
Is that like a truffle?
I look at all these videos. I don't know what a truffle is. But so anyway, you take some logs, short logs, like 3 feet, okay? And you stack them almost like Lincoln logs. But before you do that, you drill into them, but a quarter inch hole, all of them, okay, with a power drill. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You take these little wooden plugs, like little dowels, that you coat with the spores of some actual mushroom. Buy some, coat them with the spores. Stick them in that hole, pound them all the way in, cover them with a little bit of wax, I think it was.
Jeez.
So that they stay moisturized. The shiitake mushrooms, they say, will grow like you can't even believe. Year after year after year, you'll have your own shiitake garden growing up forever. Listen to me. I'm willing to build one of these for your backyard.
Now, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
There was a guy at the farmer's market 3 years ago selling those logs. And said, look, here's your...
You're kidding. I thought this was something brand new. I never heard this before.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing. You did it?
I bought the logs from him, and he said there was just these. Take these home, man.
So he had the plugs in them.
Yep. Take these home.
Well, you got to buy them from a reputable dealer.
Yeah,
Jim.
And there's nothing. Just
I'm
nothing.
Reputable.
I think they ended up in the fire pit. They grew absolutely nothing. But I know the concept you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. That
I want to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Mushrooms, though, are they? What's the difference, though?
Do rabbits eat mushrooms?
Huh?
Do rabbits eat mushrooms?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. You never had a morale, though? A wild morale?
I don't know. I don't, not by name, but.
So I think right about now, folks out there, anybody know mushrooms? Would now be the time. Oh my God. When my dad and I would go fishing, and we went fishing in the backwoods out in the swamps where nobody was around, okay? Yeah. And when he would spot a patch of morales, the day stopped. You had to fill his fishing basket up with morales, and you'd fry them up with butter.
Yeah.
And then you'd have like scrambled eggs with them or something. Unbelievably delicious.
Sounds good.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
Online it says, those mushrooms in Wisconsin, prime season in Wisconsin is May. They can be a little bit earlier than that.
So come up
right now.
Right now.
Right now.
And there's people that it's like, if you know where some grew the year before, you like stake that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you kind of let people know that's your patch.
Why do they, like, so again, I'll go back to Costco or whatever. They have different kinds of mushrooms, right? They got the white ones. They got the other ones. They got smaller ones, larger ones. And I don't really look at, I don't even know the brand. I'm going to be honest with you. But what's so great about the mushrooms you're talking about, these sweeter,
shiitake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the creme de creme of, of mushrooms.
Why?
Mushrooms, because it's good. They're good.
Mushrooms don't.
They're different. Shiitakes are just a little bit different than other mushrooms. They've got a whole different flavor, a whole different texture. Okay. Todd, what would you say is the main thing of a shiitake mushroom versus others?
As far as.
Is it sweeter?
I think it's smokier, isn't it?
Smokier, okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like you can take a shiitake, I think, if I'm thinking about the right ones, you can almost make like a burger out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no, those are portobello, aren't they?
Well, those are the real
big
ones.
You're right.
Shiitakes are pretty big, too. They can be big. But the thing, have you ever, you know what I miss? The Stein. Remember the Stein downtown Green Bay?
Reuben sandwiches?
They used to have wild mushroom and wild rice soup.
Yeah.
That was incredible. But you never, it wasn't on the menu. So you never knew when they would have it. It would be like their special. I even asked
Johnny knew the secret knock.
Oh, I asked. I'll never forget.
Wasn't that secret?
They got the soup today.
It was a soup. It wasn't every day, but they had it written down. It wasn't that secret.
The owl hoots at midnight.
What?
The owl hoots at midnight.
All right. Oh. Okay. There we go. Get the shiitake.
Yeah.
The soup. For
we
Johnny.
Got the soup. There is nothing better when I'm on death row or my last rites or whatever. I want a wild mushroom soup as one of my last things.
All right.
I love wild mushroom soup.
I might make that for you.
I would love that. They've got a really good one over at the Heights.
But where am I going to find those mushrooms?
I had that one afternoon at the Heights. We're going to grow them.
Okay.
We're going to grow them. We're going to grow them.
When does the farmer's market start? Let's start pretty soon. I'm going to go find that guy.
22nd, is that what he said, right?
Of May?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, so it's already going. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
May, not April.
Yeah. But we could, if we have our shiitake mushroom farm, we could sell those things.
Yep.
I'm liking that.
Think about this. Yes.
I'm liking that.
You're always looking for ways to make you money.
Yep.
Mino and the mayor shrooms.
Absolutely.
Shrooms.
And Jim, you could take care of the edible ones. And then John you could take care of the
smoking ones.
Gummies.
Right. Yeah. The gummies.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Mayor shrooms. Mayor Schmidt Schmoom. Oh, is that hard to say?
No.
Mayor
we're not going to
say that.
No.
Don't say that. Tasha, try to say that.
I know.
We're going to get a
don't
fine.
Say that.
We're going to get a fine.
Mayor?
No.
We said that enough on this station.
Wow, that is hard to say.
I don't know. I have to think, can we monetize this at the NFL draft? That this could all work together.
But homegrown Green Bay mushrooms. Think about it.
And the people who come there, they think they're buying, going to buy them to smoke them or eat them. But they're really not.
No,
right?
They're not hallucinogenic at all. No. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah. I'm warming up to that.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good one. But I will make you some of that mushroom soup.
I love that.
I have to invite our listeners. If you're listening, you've got to go to our Facebook page. Okay. And you've got to watch the stream this morning, because coming up after 7 o'clock, Carrie's going to be here from DeYoung Family Zoo. Right.
Yep.
She's got a kangaroo with her.
No.
Jeez.
She's got a kangaroo.
Oh, my Lord.
That's
and
awesome.
She does. So
oh my God,
you got to watch it on the stream.
Oh my
yes,
God.
You do.
Okay, so that's coming up in about 5 minutes.
Yep. All right. Just after 7 o'clock.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I'm texting my kids.
I'm going to text my granddaughters as soon as we send it to a break.
This is cool.
Yep. Yes. So if you're not watching, make sure and get on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor. It's a live stream going on right now. Carrie Kramer.
Oh, can't wait. Carrie is one of the coolest people you'll ever meet in your life. Have you ever met Carrie?
I don't think so.
No, oh, she's awesome. And the young families do. I just can't say enough about it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Yeah.
She walked in. I didn't even know that she had the little kangaroo.
How big is that?
It was in like a little satchel kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fantastic.
That's very cool.
It is such a great place to bring your kids, folks, grandkids, whomever. We'll talk about it. We've got Carrie and a kangaroo.
And Mino and the Mayor.
And Mino and the Mayor.
Carrie the kangaroo.
Coming up next. Stay with us.
I feel love.